ready.
NBC didn't have to create rape allegations to keep from selling to Bill Cosby. That's like me saying I don't want to sell you my car, but then going around telling people you rob banks.
For real talk.
Hey man, I'm just gonna say it. If you don't think you sexist, ask yourself why you champion LeVar Ball but think Cardi B should go away.
All the time.
Not everybody's gonna like it, but don't ever, ever apologize for trying to be a better person.
Welcome to the Spann Report with your host, Mr. Spann.
Asking me questions. God fed up with my soul, so ain't no blessings. Happiness can't be bought or sold. I learned my lesson. Now I see what fame will really get you. Bout about a nightstand, the ease of stress. Dealing with depression, pills on the dresser. Fiending for affection, so I'm buying out the section. Now I see what fame will really get you. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. The lifestyle left a lot of rich folk brainless. To the temple. Yeah, we were broke, but that life was simple. Besides, food is food, water is water, air is air, the rest is mental. I did without until I did within. I said on beat what I wrote in pen. I gave my all without giving in. But it's a thin line between heavenly divine and living a life of sin. Speaking cold to my worthy friends, green room full. I pray we ain't let the devil in. A lot of faces I don't know. A lot of where you been, like you was really looking for me. When I was in the wind, life is just a game now. I really got my aim down to shoot for stars. I ain't been to church in years and it ain't even far. This ain't even half of the battle, I ain't even star. All I do is record. I see what fame will really get you.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Spann Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Spann. This is episode number 190 of the report. And right now, we're rocking out to some of this new crib, man. Rocking out. Rock out with your boy.
God fed up with my soul, so ain't no blessings. Happiness can't be bought or sold. I learned my lesson. Now I see what fame will really get you. Bout about a nightstand, the ease of stress. Dealing with depression, pills on the dresser. Fiending for affection, so I'm buying out the section. Now I see what fame will really get you. I bought a bottle just to soothe my soul. Still crying over granny. That was some years ago. I'm a man now. I came up to hold my fam down. Can't tell them about my depression, cause most them fans now. Gotta protect myself at all times. I know some partners that's been sued by their bloodline. Lord forbid I let my blood die. The first time I say no, guess we ain't blood now. Scared me as a businessman, it's like all they see. Justin Scott trapped this big crit, screaming it's really me. When it was only us, it was only love, how could this be? That falling out for some is not getting the VIP. And a simple conversation means we talking work. To play a song that's almost perfect, but it need my verse. You got an artist, but I'm family, but you need a purse. You hit the city, but don't call me first. That's what paparazzi after my shows, asking me questions. God fed up with my soul, so ain't no blessings. Happiness can't be bought or sold, I learned my lesson.
Nah, I see what fame really. What's going on, family? How y'all doing this evening? It's Sunday night in December. It's cold outside. People trying to be inside. It's cold outside. I've been outside all day. So I'm chilling out here at the crib, man. Right before The Walking Dead comes on, the mid-season finale of The Walking Dead, I believe it's tonight. So yeah, man, I'm chilling out, man. And we're doing a show, man. We haven't done one of these in a couple weeks. And we're going to talk a little bit about that here in a minute, man. Because I got a few things, man. This show isn't going to be structured or anything. We don't have any segments tonight, man. This is actually going to be the last show of 2017. So right now, man, this is really... I wanted to make this a show about the listeners. And I wanted to make this a show about... you know, what the plans are for the Spann Report is going forward. And, you know, probably trying to, you know, maybe go over some of the things that we thought was like fun for the year, right? So we're gonna talk a little bit about all of that. But of course, I gotta let you guys know how to get in touch with me here at the Span Report Podcast and let your voice be heard, man. Go ahead and hit that hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages, and of course I will respond to those messages. And of course I will play them and respond to them right here live on the show. You can also email me here at feedback@thespanreport.com. That's feedback@thespanreport.com. Leave me those emails, and I'll take those emails, read those emails, respond to those emails here live on the show as well. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. My name on both of those platforms is Mr_Span. So go ahead, follow me there. We could chop it up throughout the week about the things that are going on, right? Also, you can leave me a review on iTunes and or Stitcher Radio. 5-star reviews, preferably. Those are the ones that get read here on the show. And let's see, what else, man? You can go to www.thespanreport.com. Everything's available there. You can watch replays of the show on thespanreport.com. Excuse me. You can watch the show live as we're doing this at thespanreport.com. You can leave comments on the episodes. You can vote in the polls. You can donate to the show as often as you like, as much as you like. And of course, it's always appreciated here at the Span Report Podcast for those of you guys who go about the business of doing that, man. Real talk. But this show isn't necessarily going to be structured tonight, man. This is kind of like a year review, a show about the listeners, a show where I'm really, I want to know what you guys want. I want to know what you guys want from the Span Report. Like going forward, how do you, what do you think you'd like to see here and whatnot? Because here's the thing, man, and I'm just going to be completely 100 with y'all. Like I keep it up. You know, I keep it as real as I possibly can here on the show, man. I don't really pull many punches, man. And so it's kind of one of those things where, like, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I thought about stopping this whole shit. I thought about quitting this whole shit. Like, real talk. Like, the past couple months, it ain't really been fun. Like, before, like, I would look at this, like, this podcast. Like, the podcast really has been, over the course of the last 7 years, this podcast has been a vehicle where I've been able to kind of like tell the world how I felt about shit, and people responded, you know, like people listen, people would say, yo, Span, you tripping, or Span, like, yo, I thought I was the only one who felt like that. Or you really said what, you said what I was thinking at the time, or you said it in a way that I hadn't thought about, like, you know. And I appreciate everyone who listens to the show, like, because you don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see the numbers. Like, I know, you know, how many downloads I get and how popular the show may or may not be, or like all of that stuff. And I'm looking at the numbers and like, yeah, there's a lot of people listening to the Span Report. A lot of people. And I appreciate every last one of y'all. I really do, because you don't have to do this. Like, you don't have to take the time out to subscribe to anything. You don't have to take the time out to watch anything. Like, to listen to a podcast, man, it takes some effort. You know what I mean? Like, it takes some effort. You got to put an app on your phone. You got to, you know, subscribe to the show. You got to look for the show. Then you got to subscribe to the show. And then you got to download the show. And then you listen to it or whatever else. And I appreciate you, Jackie. Thank you. But yeah, man, like the last couple months, I don't know if you guys could tell, but I haven't really been in it. You know, like, I feel like this year has kind of taken a lot out your boy, as far as like, you know, as far as not only just the podcast, but I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Like, I'm a very busy dude now. Like, before, when I first started this show, man, 7 years ago, when I first started this show, man, I was broke, right? Like, I was, I was sitting in my living room with a laptop computer and Mr. Gates at the Haterazzi radio show gave me the idea to start a podcast. And if you listen to those earlier episodes, when I first started, man, my show sounded, my show tried to sound a lot like his, because that was the only reference of a podcast that I had, right? And then I started listening to Rod and Karen. Back when it was four of them, it used to be Rod, Karen, Justin, and I think it was another guy named Will when they first started, man, at the Black Guy Who Tips. And I was listening to them like, damn, that's a totally other different perspective. I never even thought about it. Then I started listening to the Where's My 40 Acres show. And then I started listening to movie trailer reviews. And then I started listening to the Player Haters podcast. And then I started listening to Mr. Moody's Neighborhood. And then I started listening to, I even started listening to Tariq Nasheed shit, like at one point in time. I was listening to his shit. Like, I was listening to so many different shows. And, you know, like, it was giving me, you know, different vibes and different perspectives as to how this could be done and stuff like that. And I've taken a little bit of everything from all of those people. Real talk, like, you know, it's just like the show has changed, and it's kind of been like a living document since I've been doing this, man. Like, this isn't the same show that you got when I first started doing this, because I'm not the same guy I was when I first started doing this, right? And so, you know, over the course of the years, man, like, my life is, you know, has kind of changed, man, to where before, man, like, hell, I was a meter reader for the utility company, right? So I would go to work, and my job was from 7 to 4 every day. And then I come home and I'd watch trash TV. Like, I'd watch Love and Hip Hop, and I'd watch Love and Basketball, and I'd, you know, watch basketball games. I'd had plenty of time to play PlayStation and whatever else. And the show kind of reflected that I had the time to do it. I remember when I first started this show, man, it used to take me 12 hours to produce a 1 hour podcast because it was scripted. The show was scripted. I had jokes. I had music. I wanted the music to kind of shift into what I was going to talk about next. Like, it was a whole deal. I even had a teleprompter that would crash. Better yet, not a teleprompter that would crash. I was using Audacity, and Audacity would crash right after I do a segment. So I'd have to record a segment sometimes 3 and 4 times before that segment took, and then integrate that into what the podcast was going to be when I first started doing this, right? And like, I remember that being one of the things about me not being able to do this show consistently, right? Because, like, I'm not a comedian, although I tried my damnedest to be funny. Like, I'm not a comedian, and then, like, trying to write jokes and trying to make a lot of these issues that we're dealing with topical and funny, like, it wasn't natural for me. And I wasn't, you know, I was what you would call podcast block, right? I would get podcast block. I couldn't write. I couldn't make the shit funny. And it would result in me like, yo, I ain't did a show in like a month, or I ain't did a show in like 3 weeks. And, you know, like, over the course of the years, man, I kind of tweaked my process a little bit, man. So now, like, you know, I take notes down throughout the week of the stuff that I would want to talk about. And, you know, I read through, you know, a whole bunch of different stories. I would talk with people on social media, whether that be Twitter, whether that be Facebook. Sometimes I see stuff on Instagram, like, and I'm trying to keep my nose and trying to keep my finger on the pulse of what the people are talking about and what the people are interested in. But as I've, you know, gotten older, and as my responsibilities as a man and as a husband and as a father have grown, like, I'm not able to pay attention to a lot of that stuff as much as I would like to anymore. Right. And then on top of that, like, I'm working like 60 hour weeks and shit at the job. Like, like, I come home dead ass tired, and, you know, shit still needs to be done around the house. You know, my wife still needs for me to do certain things. My daughter may still require my attention for certain things. And, like, little by little, sometimes the podcast starts getting pushed back into, you know, push back further away from the list of priorities of the things that I need to do. And so, honestly, I was like, it was getting to a point where, like, I felt like, I'm like, man, I might have to give this up. And I don't want to. I'll say that, you know, and that's why I'm talking to you guys tonight, man. Like, I want this to continue to go forward. And I got some ideas as to maybe how I can do that. But as the listeners and supporters of this show, for those of you who have been with me, who've been rocking with the Spare Report for as long as you have been, yo, I kind of need to hear from y'all, you know, cause, you know, like, and like, and I'm gonna be honest with you guys too, man. So, when you do this, when you do, like, when you're a part of this, like, this medium or whatever, like, the response isn't always immediate. Like, I do a live show, and, like, sometimes there are folks in the chat room who are responding to me while I'm doing the show live in the chat room. Sometimes, you know, I'll get an email. Sometimes I'll get a voicemail. And every now and again, there'll be like a comment left on the SpanReport.com on certain episodes. I haven't gotten one of those in quite a while, a comment on the website. But, you know, one of the things I always tried not to get caught up in was listener response, right? Because I kind of look at this like in much the same way that like with radio. Like, yeah, there are millions of people who may listen to The Breakfast Club, but maybe a few hundred may call in, or, you know, a few thousand may call in. Most people are just listening passively. They don't want to necessarily engage in, you know, the conversation in such a way where, you know, like, yeah, they're just passively listening. And that may be something that's going on here, you know, with like, yeah, I got a lot of passive listeners. And I did some self-analysis, right? Because I talk about introspection a lot, man. I did some self-analysis, and then I started to wonder when it came to listener feedback, whether or not I made this a welcoming place for listener feedback. As much as I would like for listener feedback, sometimes I wonder whether or not everyone feels welcome, or feel like with Span or with me that if you decided to say anything to me, how I would respond and whether or not I would respond negatively to you. Because you know what, like what I've noticed lately when it came to some of the listener feedback that I was getting, most of the people that were sending me listener feedback was most of the people who were sending me listener feedback were people who disagreed with me. And it's hard. It's hard to do this when that is the only feedback you getting is like folks shitting on you, right? Like, and it's, I'm an artist, I'm sensitive about my shit, right? But yeah, man, like that's something that is kind of hard to like kind of push through when the most vocal people are the people who don't fuck with you. And I will say this to listeners of podcasts, and it's not just my show, but other shows as well, man. Like for the podcast that you listen to and for the podcast that you fuck with, like it really does mean a lot to the host of those shows for you to let them know, like, yo, I like what you got going on over here. And I listen, you know, for X reason or whatever else, or just to leave a review. You know, you don't have to donate money or anything like that. Although sometimes, you know, it's welcome. Trust and believe it's welcome, because this, none of this stuff is free. But it's hard, like, kind of pushing through that when the loudest voices are the ones that don't fuck with you. And I'll tell you one thing, man, like, over the course of the last week, I was on Twitter. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can pull this up, because this actually happened this week. And, like, of course, like I said, man, I actually thought about quitting. But I want to shout this brother out, man, because he said he just started listening to the show recently. Damn it, where is it? And God damn it, now I can't find it. I hate when this happens. I really do hate when this happens. And now I can't find homie. Yep, I can't find it. But yeah, man, like there was a listener on Twitter, and I'm sorry I can't find his name right now. But this listener was like, yo, man, I just started listening the last couple of weeks, man, and I'm really enjoying your show. And he doesn't know how much that shit meant to you, boy. Real talk. Cause I was actually on the verge of saying, like, fuck all this shit. Like, I was actually on the verge of just like kinda It's a combination of shit, man. It isn't just like this, but like, shit. Like even in my personal life, right? Like not that I'm, you know, I'm giving y'all all the divulge a lot of details and stuff like that, but just like even in my personal life and like my relationships with friends and with family, like, yo, I'm a different dude, and I know I'm a different dude. And like, it's changed the way a lot of my friends and family relate to me, right? So there are things that I used to think, or the way I used to think, that was completely cool with a lot of people around me, right? And over the course of, I would say, the last 5 to 7 years, a lot of those things have changed for me, where I'm not thinking on the same wavelength and I got a different way of looking at things. And those around me are having a hard time liking who this new Span is, I guess you would say. And it's weird because, you know, like, one of the things about when you find yourself in a position to where, like, the things that you used to do or some of the things that you used to say and think about, when you find some of those things changing, your worldview starts to kind of shift a little bit. It can be uncomfortable for a lot of people around you to deal with that, especially when they're still okay with the way the things are and you not. I think Karen over at the Black Guy Who Tips said something on Facebook earlier this week that I thought was real, like, profound. And she said something about, you know, once you, like, something about being woke also means being angry, because once you're aware, you can't unsee this shit. And that shit hit the nail on the head for me, because it's like, I don't know if y'all noticed, man, but I've been an angry motherfucker the last, like, year and a half or so. Like, just the tone of the show. I know some of y'all like this shit, right? And I don't want to mess that up. But, like, I've been mad, yo. Like, I've been angry. Like, I've been upset with a lot of shit, man. And, okay, let me see. Facebook Messenger, stop this. But I've been upset with a lot of stuff, and I see things, and I can't unsee them, and I'm pointing things out, and it's rubbing folks the wrong way, family and friends included. And then you start looking at yourself like, well, you know, I'm the common denominator in all of this shit, whether that be how my listeners respond to me on the show or how they don't respond to me on the show, how my friends look at me or not look at me, or how they respond to me now, how my family may feel about who I am now and some of the values that they raised me with that I'm sort of rejecting now, how they may look at that and like, yo, what's up with Twan? What's going on with it, right? And like, it's been like a combination of like all of this stuff kind of like coming together. Like, I don't know. Like, one of the things I think you might have been picking up on, you may have picked up on it, or you may not have picked up on. Like, you know, I've had a few people ask me about the art of disagreement. You know, that was the thing that me and Mr. Gates over at the Haterati radio show would do. And you guys haven't seen any more Art of Disagreement episodes. I haven't talked to Gates in quite a while. Like, it's been some months. I haven't called him. We haven't spoken. And he unfriended me on Facebook the whole night. Like, we haven't spoken. And part of that, like, I'm going to say this. I can't even necessarily blame Gates, because Gates is who he has been since I've known him. I'm not the same dude. Right? Like, I'm the one that kind of like has kind of switched up how I look at shit, how I deal with the world and like I said, it's like once you see certain things, once you see them, like you can't unsee it. And the frustrating thing about it is when you see these things and like you're trying to like, I feel like I'm becoming Sharif, right? You guys remember Sharif from what was that? Menace to Society. Sharif was like this ex knucklehead that turned Muslim when he got locked up, and he was trying to get all his homies to like, you know, see a different way. Like, I kind of feel like that. Like, I was like, not necessarily a knucklehead, but I wasn't a great dude. I'll be the first to admit that. I've done some fucked up shit. I've had some fucked up ways of thinking, and I know that. And like the last few years, man, I've trying to get so far away from that. Acknowledging who I was, but at the same time knowing that who I was like a kind of shit human being. And what the hell was that? Just a second. Okay. Still sending Facebook messages. Okay. So yeah, like, you know, like dealing with that. And so Yeah, me and Gates, we haven't spoken. There has been, you know, that whole thing. Also, knowing that a lot of the ways that I look at things have changed over the course of the years, there's also another aspect of it where with the audience, like with the people who listen to this show, like I can remember when I used to do those Art of Disagreement episodes with Gates and people openly questioning whether or not I really believe the things that I said I believed in because of my relationship with him. And, you know, understand that, like, when I'm on this mic, I'm speaking to you about how I feel about shit. Like, I've never got on this mic and just like, well, I'm going to create some sort of persona about who this Mr. Span guy is. No, this is who I am. Like, this is how I think, this is how I feel about shit. And if you like it, cool. If you don't like it, we may be able to talk about it. But understand that, like, I am never going to get on this mic and just create some sort of persona just for the sake of being on the mic and creating a persona for people to listen to. That's not how I get down. I can't do it. It's part of the reason why, like, this whole thing of, like, doing the show live, I can't script this shit. Like, right now, like, I'm speaking extemporaneously on the mic live when I do these shows. Like, I might have a few points that I want to talk about, but most of it, I'm speaking extemporaneously. Like, I don't have any airs that I'm trying to put forth. But again, I think what I'm really trying to say is, like, you know, going forward, I would like, you know, my audience to feel welcome to interact with the show. I would like for my audience to feel engaged. You know, like, that's I don't know. This is hard, man. This shit is hard. And so, like, I mean, I got some ideas. I actually have some really exciting ideas as to some of the things that I want to do next year. I do. But I also wanted you guys to understand, well, like, you know, I'm like, there's some challenges that have been, you know, that are in my way right now as far as doing this show as I do this as consistently as I want to do this. You know, we may get more of these shows where, like, there is no structure to it whatsoever, where I'm just, like, on the mic and we just riffing off some shit. Like, hey, did y'all see what the fuck happened on what's the name last night? You know, we may have one of the shows like that. Or, you know, we may have a show where we do some Ass Hat of the Week or, you know, Blue Blazes or Sexy Time with Mr. Span. Like, you know, but what I found out, too, is, like, even when I was doing that, like, yo, I'm constantly searching for shit to talk about. Just constantly searching for shit to talk about. And the one thing I didn't want to do is to be constantly searching for shit to talk about. I wanted everything that I talked about on this mic and on this show to be something I cared about, to be something that I was informed on, and to be something that I could inform my listeners on when I got on the mic and I could speak with an authority, with some sort of authority on the topic. And sometimes I feel like I couldn't do that because of the fact that, like, yo, I'm a busy man, right? I'm busy and I'm tired a lot of times, man. Like, I took a nap this morning. I went to work this morning. I used to never work on Sundays. I had my ass there today. Came home, took a nap so that I could be able to, like, kind of do this because I'm exhausted. So, like, there's some folks in the chat room, man. Like, I got to ask y'all, man, like, what do you think that you want to see going forward for the Span Report, man? Speak freely, man. This is y'all show. This is the show where you get to, like, yo, Span, like, what's up with the co-host, or what's up with, like, what you got a segment like this, or, like, this is y'all time to kind of speak up, man. Let me know what y'all want and what y'all would like to see here at the Span Report. You can also call in live, man. We can do this live right here on the show. The area code is 313-288-0485, man. Area code 313-288-0485, man. Like, call into the show. You can, you know, say something here in the chat room if you like, but kind of let me know going forward what you would like to see implemented here at the Span Report Podcast, man. Because ultimately, although the show bears my name, this show isn't all about me, and I don't ever want it to ever seem like that. I just want this to be fun again. I don't want this to feel like work. and a little bit of this was starting to feel like work. This was a hobby. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is something that I got into because I really genuinely love to do it. And like, yeah, I pay to do it. Like, it would be nice if somebody paid me to, right? But yeah, I pay money to do this because it's something I enjoy doing. It's something I love doing. And yeah, man. So that's where it is. You know, one of the things I wanted to do, you know, going forward next year, man, I got a group of friends who want to get into podcasting. I want to help facilitate that. I want to make this a network. I want to get people from different walks of life to be able to spread their voice and have their voices heard, and it not just be me. I got another show that is scheduled to come out next month. You know, I'm trying to get the details around that hammered down and mashed down, and the co-host for that hammered down and mashed down, and and everything in order, because I want this to be a place where people can go have a good time, have some thoughts challenged, and ultimately just be entertained at the end of the day, because this is what we do. Like, you know, some of us listen to podcasts all day while I'm at work, and the podcast kind of help they kind of help the day go by, right? Like, you're listening to the podcast, man, and like it takes the mundaneness, a little bit of the mundaneness, out of the job. You know, some of us are doing the same thing every day. You know, you're doing the same task over and over and over again. And sometimes it's nice to be able to chuckle sometimes, or to have an idea that you've once held in your head challenged in a way that you hadn't thought about before. It's always nice to have that option. Excuse me. Yeah. So, yeah, man. That's what it is, man. I really felt like we this could be like a year in review / you know, listener feedback kind of deal. One of the things about this past year that you know, one of the things I'm really proud of is the fact that I guess I could say like one of the things that I'm grateful that this podcast has introduced me, and this podcast world has kind of introduced me to some really amazing people, some really inspiring sorts of people who are doing big things, people who are moving and shaking and making things happen. I look at like podcasters like Brandon and Twan and Deidre and Mike at Where's My 40 Acres, and the things that they've been able to accomplish over there with that platform. I look at Rod and Karen and how enormously influential the Black Guy Who Tips is in the black podcast space. You guys really don't understand how big of an influence they are in this space, man. I'm grateful to know them and to be familiar with them, to have broken bread with them. Who's that? Chris over at Movie Trailer Reviews. Like, I've kind of watched from afar, like, the growth of that platform, man, and seeing them be able to go to Comic Cons, both New York and San Diego, and cover, you know, a lot of the pop culture things that we all love, like Walking Dead and like the movies as far as Spider-Man and the Marvel movies, and like the level of knowledge and expertise that they have over there, and being able to put together a thing like NegroCon. Excuse me, NegroCon last year. This year in DC. Like, I'm happy to know people like that. Like, I'm happy to be in a space where, like, sort of the everyday dude or the everyday woman has a voice and has an influence on how we look at the world. Right? On how people look at the world. Like, you know, there's something to be said. There's something to be said with, you know, you not necessarily being kind of opening up your circle a little bit, like not being in your own sphere, your own bubble. There's something to be said about that. There's something to be said about being open to learning more about the world that you encompass than you trying to bend the world to, I guess, your will, which is, and I think that's maybe what I've been so frustrated about. Maybe I've been trying to bend the world to my will or some shit. I don't know. Maybe that's what Donald Trump is trying to do, right? Maybe Donald Trump is like, you know, trying to bend the world to his will. But the unfortunate thing about Donald Trump doing that is like a lot of the things that Donald Trump is trying to do negatively affects a lot of fucking people. And he does it with reckless abandon. He does not give a fuck. I think, you know, there's a way to do it. And sometimes I haven't been necessarily, I haven't been doing it in the most effective way. Like, you know, there's been times where like, yeah, I've looked at like Trump voters or like Republicans. Or, like I've had this tendency to like kind of like attack people for being stupid. And that's a personal flaw of mine. Even though I would recognize that I myself might have been stupid, most people aren't really going to respond well to you calling them stupid, right? Although what some of the things they may say, do, or think, I may think is stupid, that might not necessarily be the way to reach them. I don't know. It's just interesting, like, you know, just watching how, like, just watching how people respond to different things, man. It's just an interesting thing to kind of take in. But going forward, like I said, man, I do want to do this show more freewheel. I want to do the show more freewheeling. We may have segments. You know what I'm saying? We may not have segments. It's gonna be more freewheeling, where I might just pop up like live, you know, on my way home from work or some shit, or I may pop up live, you know, just on a whim, like, oh shit, did y'all see that? And that be a part of the show. Or, you know, I want to incorporate more voices on this show. Of course, not just me speaking, but like having other people to bounce ideas off of, to have a conversation. Because honestly, man, like I've been like with the podcast, man, like a lot of this is me having a conversation with me and hoping that someone is listening and like kind of following along and like they like what I'm saying or don't like what I'm saying. But the thing is with that, the feedback is important. And I really do need to make it more comfortable and more make it a better space for people to feel comfortable to leave feedback here at Despair Report. Because ultimately, like I said, the common denominator in all the model relationships is me. And some of that is on me to make those sorts of changes. But also, I have to do this in a way where I am not shortchanging my wife. I am not shortchanging my daughter. I'm not shortchanging my family. I'm able to take care of my responsibilities as a husband and a father, but also as a host of a show that a lot of people like listening to. I have to find this work-life balance, right? This elusive work-life balance, I have to be able to find that. And yeah, there's that. Another thing, man, since I'm like being all confessionalist, like having like confessions and shit, you know, one of the things like lately that, you know, I've been talking really heavily about has been like sexual harassment, sexual assault, you know, all of these things, especially with everything coming out about like Harvey Weinstein and Al Franken and John Conyers and Kevin Spacey and like Louis C.K., like all these different people. And, you know, one of the things that struck me was, although I may think, and this is what really kind of hit me, I may think that I'm a person who was open to the conversation and, like, open to the conversation and open to having the women in my life feel like they were comfortable having that conversation with me. And I would talk about that a lot. Like, I would talk about that, especially with the fellas. Like, I would kind of implore dudes, like, be careful of some of the things that you say. Not necessarily careful, but be mindful of some of the things that you say concerning these issues, because, you know, you may be in the company of someone who has been sexually harassed or sexually assaulted, and your response to a lot of these cases can keep them from even talking to you about it. And like, yo, my wife hit me up, was like, yeah, like, I don't feel comfortable talking to you about some of those things. And that, like, for someone like myself, I was like, wait, what? And it forces you to kind of like have an introspective moment, like, especially if you care, to have a moment where you want to try, like, at least someone, I want to try to fix that. Like, you want to try to fix that. Like, you don't want to, like, as like, it would almost appear like sometimes I feel like, and I feel like, looking back on some of these shows that I've done, sometimes it may feel like or seem like I was being sanctimonious, like I was higher than, or like, you know, what's another word for holier than thou, right? Like, you know, this nigga think he like better than everybody else. Like, he think like he just got on, like he's Sharif in it, right? And in my own home, my wife is like, yo, man, like, yeah, I'm not really feeling comfortable talking to you about some of these things, man. Like, yeah, like, you've made some comments that I thought was, like, kind of, right? Even me, like, and it kind of hits you in the gut when you hear that from someone you really care about. Like, the ideas that you think you hold, Although you would like kind of espouse these ideas, sometimes you can be a part of the problem. And yeah, at some time, like, my wife was like, yo, you could also be part of the problem with some of the things that I've heard you say. Right. So it kind of goes back into like how we talk about things on the show, and, you know, how I felt like, you know, I left it open for people to kind of respond to me. Like, and I've seen it in like some of the, like, although some of those, like, let's be real, like, one of those dudes was just a hater, but I left it open for people to like feel free to comment and free to express their ideas and free to bring forth an idea. Cause like, yo, here's the thing, man, even on this show, although the show bears my name, like, the listeners kind of like, I would hope that you have a stake in this too. And then maybe you could be like, yo, Spam, man, have you ever thought about it like this? You know, we could learn from each other in that way. Like, yo, Spam, you know, let me ring you on the phone, leave a voicemail or call into the show and be like, we can rap about whatever it is that's going on this particular issue. Like, maybe like, I got this different perspective. Let me pick your brain about how you would see it this way. You know, let's have a conversation, y'all. That's ultimately what this is. I want to have some conversations with y'all. And we could do that right here on this show. But, I'm all out. I'm all out. So, yeah. Going forward, like I said, next year, because this is the last show of the year, I still got to get some work done as far as like the next show that we're going to be doing here at the Span Report. I've already got the name and the logo worked out. I got some other work that, yeah, as far as like the co-host or whatever else that we're trying to get that hashed out as well. But there's going to be another show on the Span Report. There's going to be a Span Report Network. There's going to be the Span Report next year. I'm not quitting, but I got to figure out a way to make this more listener conducive, like more conducive to the listeners feeling comfortable leaving feedback. And I also have to do this in a way where I am taking care of my obligations, right? I have to find that elusive work-life balance. And so that's what it is, man. And I'm gonna check out I'm going to check out. That has been the show tonight, man. I thank everybody who has been listening to the Span Report for these 7 years and going forward. I appreciate all of you guys' support and all of you guys' downloads and all of you guys' emails and all of you guys' hitting me up on Twitter or Facebook or joining the Facebook group or, you know, liking the Mr. Span fan page. Like all of you, man, who have gone about the business of doing those things because I ask, man, and because you enjoy the show, man, I really do appreciate y'all. Y'all really don't understand how much that means when you do that, right? But yeah, I gotta go. But of course, man, like I said, like hit me up, man. The hotline is still the same. The number is still the same. Area code 313-288-0485. This area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages. I will play them and respond to you right here on the show. You can also call in. I'm sorry, leave those voicemail. I'm not, damn it. Leave those emails at feedback@thespanreport.com. That's feedback@thespanreport.com. Leave me those emails. Of course, I'll read those emails here live on the show. iTunes and or Stitcher reviews, 5 stars preferably, get read on the show, man. I really do appreciate everybody who goes about the business of doing that. 5-star reviews get read here on the show. iTunes, Stitcher, www.thespanreport.com is the website. Go to the website. That's www.thespanreport.com. Leave your comments on these episodes. Watch the replays of these episodes. You can vote in the polls there. You can donate to the show there. Everything is available at thespanreport.com, man. I appreciate everybody who does that. But, yeah, I am signing off for 2017, man. It's good. It's been fun. Well, it's been kind of bumpy this year, but we gonna get right back on this horse come 2018. But yeah, that's it. So until next time, fam. Peace.